بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ve Tuhne Bud Şah'ın Mu'alisa Rahmetullahi Aleyh. So he's from somewhere, Ambala, Punjab. Where we get our basmati rice. I explained earlier on, in those days, the Sheikh had some challenges because the communications weren't as swift as what it is nowadays. So the idea is to spread Deen. The self also, what's the whole idea? To spread and propagate Deen. Every Jamaat will have a different approach, a different way. The idea is to spread Deen. It is perfect, and it's pure, in its best form. So, now that he has to look after the deen of the people that have somehow been connected to him, now he has to go to one town, second town, third town, and see all the deeny things are being met out. And the communication is being very weak. So to get this covered takes time, sometimes 3-4 weeks, months, 2 months, 3 months to be out. In the meanwhile, most of the Buzurgan Adin, in their household there used to be constraints of nothing to eat. So this Shah Abul Mu'ali Sahib Rahmatullah's Sheikh came to his town whilst he's abroad. And his Sheikh came here and it would be the routine that his home there would be a da'wat, like how some buzruk comes and those that are very attached then they offer a da'wat. Now when there was no da'wat, so he became a little bit concerned what happened now. So somehow through the grapevine he got to know that there's nothing to eat. So he purchased some rice and asked them to empty it into the container. And he wrote a taweez and he inserted the taweez into that rice or that atta, the drum where that atta remains. Now that atta is not finishing. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, Sheikh is back and the atta is not finishing. So he's wanting also, okay, this is not the style in the house. 1-2 months is alright, then there's a drop, there's no food, proper food. Then it comes up again there's a drop. And now yeah, it's continuous. So we inquired from the family, and said, this is what happened, your Sheikh had come and he inserted one taweez inside this drum. So he has said, alright, give me the taweez, to the taweez. And he said, you see, this is the barakat of my Sheikh. And the barakat of my Sheikh is supposed to be on my turban, not here. Now the taweez was out now. So in a few days, 2-3 days, the rice ended. Right. Now, the thing to understand is, he had to reconcile between tawakkul and the respect for his Sheikh. He couldn't say, we don't have iman on this, we think we've got iman on this, and throw it away. That will amount to scant regard for his Sheikh. So he had to take care of that. This is the barakat of my Sheikh, his writings, with barakat in that, inshallah. And he had to correct his tawakkul and reliance on Allah Ta'ala. You depend on this, or you depend on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But now, with what beauty he reconciled the both. what happens to us? We go on one line, we forget the other. Go on one tangent. Sometimes the tawakkul is forgotten, and sometimes the respect is lost. But now to join the both, now this is kamal, this is perfection, this is an achievement. Okay, he showed respect to his sheikh, showed regards, and didn't allow his tawakkul to be affected in any way. Their styles were quite unique, how they worked. Shahab Abul Mu'ali Sahib, if I remember correctly, that Mawla Saharam Fi Sahib Rahmatullahi comes from the same family. Ismail will make tahqi for that. He likes all that. Quite a few stories about Hazrat Shahab Abul Mu'ali Sahib Rahmatullahi and how he worked. Right? His close murid and khalifa was Shah Beg. So in tasawwuf, the very important thing is that what is the level of your confidence? See, on your elders, what's the level of your confidence? How do you attach yourself? To what extent do you attach yourself? And what's the level of your confidence? So, proportionate to your level of confidence and attachment, now things work out for you. So then you are tested as well. They will check, alright, what's your confidence? What's the level of attachment? حَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. It can't be that you just make some utterances and then you think that the road has opened out. So there'll be trials on the way, seeing and checking onto your confidence, your attachment, your affinity. What's the affinity, what's the loyalty you show? That's why they say that ناقص وفادار كامل بے وفا سے بہتر ہے. Person is a little bit weak, he can't cope, can't do the zikrs, can't do so much, he's a little bit weak, right? But he is very loyal to his elders, loyal, respect, that he doesn't compromise. Naturally, mentally or physically, he's weak. But in his loyalty, then he doesn't show any type of breach in that. He's perfect in his loyalty. Something is to be done, something is needed, whatever. But he is very loyal in that. So the one is the person who is very loyal, but he is weak. And one is person is very sharp and very smart, but he is unloyal. So this person that is deficient, this is far better. That person that is very smart and good, but is unloyal. Today things have reversed. Today how we look at it now, how smart, how intelligent, how beautiful is this person here. So we just look at that. We don't consider the aspect of loyalty as great as how important, how he looks outwardly. Outwardly is he wealthy, powerful, mighty, intelligent, how good is he? So nowadays this is looked and that is not considered. But with time you get to know that loyalty is far, far greater than just intelligence and smartness. I know in Spingo, well, forget way back in the 70s, right? One person is too smart, very, very smart in his tongue, in his ways and all that. So later on, I heard that there was a big fight in that house. So what happened? So you're smart, if you talk about the way he can present himself, the way he can conduct himself. So he's very smart in that ways. In that respect, he's very good. Later I hear the big fight, commotion now, they're not talking their own ways. Now, before this fight, he was very attached, loved, respect, and consulted and everything. Now, after the fight, now he separated himself. So then it surfaced that he was after the Warsaw. He wanted to be the boss. He wanted to rule and to manipulate it like how he wanted. Whole inheritance he wanted, he must be able to manipulate. And he wanted his father-in-law to write it in his favor. But it didn't happen at the end like how it wanted, and then that whole game was over. But he played such a long game until the father-in-law to die, about 35, 40 years, and the man passed away, then the man's color just came out. But 40 years now, people were in the dark, hey, this man here, ask him, refer to him, consult with him, everything must be done with him. Then after 40 years now you see the other side of the man. So this loyalty, you don't just see it straight away. It comes with time. And nowadays our loyalty is just money. If the money comes, wealth comes, be too happy. And if the thing doesn't come, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ إِطْمَأَنَّ Wealth comes, they're very good. And if that wealth doesn't come, then all that friendship and all that love and everything just collapses. So there is an attachment, but the attachment is not with the person, it's with the wealth. So that's not loyalty. This is where we go off, you see. This morning I explained that before what was looked at was the contentment. What level of contentment is what? And because people are content, so the loyalty was there. But now that content is not there, so I can buy anybody off. Like, you do this for me, you go and do this for me. Any person can be bought off. Now the way it started off, that contentment was lost, so you could buy off the person. See in this struggles of all Buzhuganadin in India or that big struggles, right? But then when you read the histories, what gave it up was this same someone has bought off. When he's bought off, then he's passing information. You're giving something and he's passing on information. Giving something and he's passing on information. And a lot of people are bought off like that. Maulana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. It was an open plan. The Khanqah people come and go. Come and they go. Come for the Islah. Take 3 days, 10 days, 20 days, and they're going. One person came and he showed a lot of respect, a lot of love. You know, extraordinary. He loves him. He's quoting others said this and this and that. So the people are getting very impressed. Meanwhile, others is by Isko Nikalo. Raat Sham Hone se pehle usko yahan se nikalo. Before the nightfall, just take him out. So in other words, you were relaxed. I said, lekin ye to aapke bare aashik hai. Isko yahan se nikalo. Take him out. Now they're trying to work it out. Another is saying, must take him out, but he's got so much of love and respect. How can you do such a thing to him? So one person took pity for him and said, alright, I'll house him. So he took him to his house, not in the Khanqah now. But that was playing up in his mind, but the Hazrat said that, hey, take him out. Don't keep him here for the night. So anyway, he says, what I did, I fed him nicely, nice and thick, I fed him. And after Isha now, then I went to put him to sleep, I started talking to him. You know, you talk to the person who is sleepy, then he sleeps so heavy that he doesn't know what's going on. Putting him out. So he's deep in a sleep, very, very deep in a sleep. So now then, when he went into a deep sleep, this man pulled out his wallet. And he opened up the diary. You know, I rendered this service for the English. And they don't recognize me. My respect was gone. My reputation was gone. all for the English, I've done this. But they didn't remunerate me. They didn't reward me for all my sacrifice, although I gave my name, my life, my wealth, everything I've done. But I didn't get remunerated. You know. I've done so much. I've done this here. My name was gone. My deen was gone. Everything I've given. But then the reward that I was expecting, I didn't get anything. Pages upon pages here, this was my achievement, you know, this was happening here. And how I worked there as a spy, and how I unraveled things, and how I'd broken things here, and how I'd messed up things here. He's giving a whole account of what he's doing. Now, by the morning, he ate breakfast, he said, Hazrat, cool it up. See, so you get this class of people, you get that breed of people. So their loyalty is not deen. They're not loyal with deen. They're not loyal to you. They're loyal with wealth. Some recognition, some wealth, some power, some position they want. And just to get that, they will do a lot of things. He had just returned from Hijaz. You know, when this Malta case had taken place, he had just returned from Hijaz. Now that he returned from Hijaz, so at the railway station, they came for him. They came for Mawlana Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi. Like Mawlana Shaykhuddin Rahmatullahi was taken to Malta, he was taken to Nainital. Nainital, you know, where Eka was in India, UP. He was taken to Nainital. So now look, you get one person that is very, very unloyal, very smart but unloyal. Then you get a person that is very, very loyal. So one person that is working in the police, he was very, very loyal to Mawlana Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi. So somehow he sent discreetly sent a message. If I remember correctly, he wrote something with, he found coal, and on that coal he wrote something. With that coal he wrote something. And somehow he slipped it to some of the women that were accompanying Hazrat Mawlana Saharanpuri Sahib. They panicked what's going on. But the messenger read that this whole, they got the case against you, and I can't tell you the whole detail, but in brief, under the presumption that you speak Arabic very well, that you know Arabic very well. So that's the whole base of the case. That your Arabic is very good, so you went and negotiated things on that side, so therefore you are held in suspicion in the eyes of the government. So they want to file a case just on the basis of him being good in Arabic. Now Mawlana is held in custody in Nainital. So he started off in Urdu. You've been there? Yes, I've been there. So we hear that you teach a lot of kitabs. Yes, I teach kitabs. So then he started speaking Arabic. When he spoke in Arabic, then Mawlana did like he can't understand very well. Then he was speaking in Urdu, Mawlana's responding, because he knows that the basis is the Arabic. But this person already informed, he risked his life, and quietly he risked, and he conveyed the message, that this is what is happening here. So then the person that is doing the interrogation, he broke it up. Now some in Urdu, some in Arabic. So the Urdu parts he is answering, and the Arabic is leaving blank. He carried on. But then you stayed so long here, you know, you were so long here in Medina, a year or so, then how did you get your work done? So Mawlana says, Kaifa halu and all that everybody can speak. Padagalo, everybody can speak. But now that textbook, Arabic and all that, who's on it? But then, alright, then how do you manage to teach big kitabs there? So Mawlana says, see, every kitab has got Arabic commentaries and Urdu commentaries. So apne kaam ko is tarah se chala dete hain. So now he saw they're not getting anything. not making any progress. Now, did you have anything to do with all this? I'm not a politician. He didn't speak a lie. I'm not a politician. He said, do I look like a politician? So they couldn't get anything out of him. But he says, now you see, this, what has happened now, is in strict confidence. You mustn't divulge this. Now Mawlana is back in Sahanpur. As he's back in Sahanpur, then Mawlana Raipuri, and I don't know who's the third, I don't know if it's Mawlana Madani Sahib, but three, four of the Kabirs, they are together there to discuss the forward plan. Because one Sahanpur is one place, the Shaolin is one place, here some of the main people are still in India, right? Now what to do now? So anyway, before they could give him the release in Nainital, before they could release him here, they told Mawlana Sahanpur is up two things. One is that this must not be divulged because it's confidence. And number two, we will release you if so and so, the head of Darul Deoband, he must write a letter of recommendation that you must be released. Mawlana knew the Zugharuddin, they may seem to be very simple, but they know what's happening. But the head of Darul Uloom is now Mawlana Ahmad Muhammad Sahib, Hazrat Taqari Sahib's father. He must write a letter of recommendation and will be released. So Mawlana understood, he says, I don't have to ask him to ask for a letter of recommendation. And number two, why must they recommend? Say, not because of the wrong. You need to ask for a mistake, for an apology, and a letter of recommendation. So Mawlana says that you write a letter of apology when you've proven wrong. If you've not proven wrong, then why must you write a letter of apology? Hey, no, keep quiet now, you're talking too much now. You must just write. See, Mawlana says that I write a letter of apology if there was a mistake. But if I'm totally clean, you couldn't find any fault in me, then why must I write a letter of apology? Hey, are you talking too much now? Just write the letter. That is one thing. The second thing was, the head of Darul Uloom Deoband, he must write a letter of recommendation. Mawlana says, hey, I can get this Nawab Sahib to write it. That Nawab Sahib to write it. Now that Nawab Sahib, everybody knows that he is good with the English. And they are insisting now that Qari Sahib's father must write the letter. So that was a conspiracy. Now it's a plan. What's the plan? Plan is to show, to break the relationship between Deoband and Sahanpur. Because he's recommending, if he's recommending, that means he is good with the English, friend of the court. You understood? Yeah? He's a friend. So if he says something, right, then we'll accept it. But that means that we hold him in respect, therefore we respect him. We are respecting his letter, right? And he's been passing, that means he's passing information against you. You understand? He's passing information against you. So he must write a letter of recommendation and will release you. You got the story? So that will break the relationship. Now the confidence is broken. So he must write the letter of recommendation to Sahanpur for the release of Mawlana Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. If he writes, then we will release you. So what is the base now? The base is, that means he's been passing information. Now he says release, so release. So that means they had a relationship. So Mawlana understood that, how that they want to break up the relationship. The confidence is broken down. That's what they're planning. So I said, well, why do I need to get Hafiz Ahmad Sahib to write a letter? I can get this Nawab to write. Say, no, hey, you're talking too much? Just write as we say. Upar se yi hukam aaya. This is what has come. So somehow Mawlana came out of this. When he came out of this, now one night later, so they had a mashwara. I think it started from about Zuhar, ended up about Isha. So now at the end of the mashwara, everybody returned. Now they came back to Mawasan Puri Sahib. But you know what? We spoke to Mullah Hafiz Ahmad Sahib. See how cunning this fellow. You know, you mentioned that you're not going to divulge this, right? But then how do you divulge this? Because in that Mashwara, these things came out as well. So Mawasan Puri Sahib was very brilliant, very, very brilliant, right? So Mawasan Puri Sahib said, see, what I understood by divulging was I mustn't incite problem. Right? Mustn't incite, mustn't write and all these things, don't divulge. But if it is my own families, they'll definitely want to know, my own buddies and my own friends, they'll want to know what happened. So just as a family, I would tell them, you know, what had happened exactly, what transpired. So what's wrong in that? But you see, all the whole plan was to break the confidence between the both madrasas. Obviously, if these people that were the forerunners of all this whole fight against the British, right, if they got together, then this will be discussed, obviously. It isn't that he's passing information. These people are the forerunners. When they are the foreigners, and they had a mashwara lasting from Zohar right to Ishad, so that will be the talk of the town. The whole town will be talking about it. So obviously the spies will get to know. But they had to use Dioban's name to break the relationship. But you see how they did it. So I just branched off here to show that how they break up. See. Yaad ki baat udhar, udhar ki baat ko yahan par lagana, yaad ki baat ko udhar lagana, break up people. You see. It was the idea, that whole English movement was, they say, divide and rule. So how to divide, how to break up. So if you divide it, then you can march over you, you can walk over you. If Dioban is different and Sahanpur is different, in two different pages now, then it's easy now. I brought you into my confidence, and then I use you to manipulate you. So that's why I say this share getting someone in the confidence is not a thing that happens overnight. It takes a lot of time it takes. And then with time, the person, you see that we see what his true colors are. And when the true colors come out, now then you see the fuse and barakat. See what is coming from above now, that fuse, that barakat, all that begins to pass on. So he must have not been a very, very intelligent person. But great works will happen by this person's hand. The respect, the commitment, the loyalty. He's not divulging anything. He's showing it. And he knows the spirit, he knows the color of the sheikh. Right? And then Allah Pak allows the good to manifest, good to flow from his hands. So we're talking of Sha'abul Ma'ali Sahib. Right? And I'm showing the level of commitment, loyalty they showed. So as though, like I said, in this world here, then Allah Ta'ala uses some means for barakat and for fuse to flow. If the people of the world need heat, that Allah Ta'ala created the sun, you won't get the heat coming direct from Allah Ta'ala. He'll create some visible outer means for the heat to be diffused and radiated, for the light to be radiated. So the light will not come direct, it'll come through something. People need rain. Allah can send it straight from the heavens, but he creates a visible mean, the clouds and all that, and then from this source you'll find it coming through. So the same, the fuse comes from Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala has different suns, S-U-N, right? Different suns, Zughanadin. So he passes it on to them, and then they pass it on, radiate it, you see. But then, to be eligible, then you need to show that type of loyalty, respect, commitment, all that. And then gradually Allah Pak takes work from you. Whatever work Allah Pak wishes, according to your capacity, your means, whatever, then Allah Pak takes work from that person accordingly. Yeah, we're not talking of politics and conspiracies and spying. I'm just showing now the attachment. Their attachment. So Sha'abul Ma'ali Sahib now, he's got a murid, and murid's name is Big, right? So he's there somewhere in Ambala, in that Punjab province. So now, sometimes they put you onto your tracks. They test you out. They test you out very, very strong. They test you out. Bugs out. Get out from here. The Sheikh's instruction, get out from here. He's the closest murid. And he's getting reprimanded. Get out. Don't see your face. Oh, hey, man is scratching here. Now what to do? I can't, if I'm going to stand along here more, he'll get more irritated. But I can't leave him. What to do? So, he's just resting somewhere outside the house. That in the event they come looking for him sometimes, but that other than has acknowledged, has accepted his apology, then he can come straight. Now, in the meanwhile, what has happened now, came the rainy season. And as the rainy season comes in, then the roof begins to leak. They got thatched roofs, you know, this hay, they used to use hay at that time. Hay, plank and all that. So rainy season sometimes some mud wall is partly collapsing, half collapsing, full collapsing. Sometimes the roof is leaking. So as the roof is leaking now, so Hazrat comes to have his lunch around Zuhar time. So the wife is complaining, we had one khadim. Any odds and ends, he would fix it up. Now you like a clever thing, you want to chase him. A woman, they speak openly to them. Obviously, it's your buzurg, right? The wife, she's a wife after all. Now you like a clever thing, you want to chase her, chase him out now? Now who's going to fix that roof now? Show me now who's going to do it. So Hazrat can't go and call him personally. Because some level of Islam has to take place. So if he's going to call him personally, that means nothing will sit on his head. Hey, I'm so great. Or he'll think, see, they need me, so therefore they're calling me. So that may not work well for his Islam. So Hazrat will turn that thing around and say, see, I took him out. You didn't take him out. So you can call him if you want. Who's stopping you from calling him? I took him out, right? But you didn't take him out. So you didn't take him out. You can call him. Why don't you call him? So she went. She called. And the, he was just waiting outside. The roof is now. You need to sort the roof out. So quickly put his uniform, whatever building uniform he had. And now they need clay. So he knows where to fetch the clay. Some rafters, you know, wood rafters. He went to cut trees, cut the thing up. Then he got onto the roof and he's touching the whole thing. The clay, then mixed up with hay, and the rafters he's got, and he's fixing the roof up. So as Hazrat is there now, so Hazrat hears that some kut-kut is taking place on the roof. It comes up to the house the next day perhaps, and he's hearing some kut-kut on the house, on the roof. So he asked the family, what happened now? No, that we call that being, and he's sorting the roof out. So when he saw that, now I chased him out over 1-2 months, and he was outside, and then one call and he's back straight, and he's fixing the house up. This is loyalty, man. This is loyalty. So I came into the courtyard of the house, said, "Hey, being," from the roof he just jumped straight. He didn't even think of taking the staircase down. Hazrat embraced him. Right? Embraced him, and then Allah Pak saw the loyalty and granted that nisbat, that special, special relationship, the special love, Hazrat Basirun. Some Hindi couplet they give there, where they say that, in every breath, I'm so grateful to my Shaykh, primarily to Allah Ta'ala, and then to my Shaykh that he passed on this wealth of muhabbat and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. Whatever it was, but this is passed on to me. So you see this loyalty we're talking of. People think it's a small thing, but how important it is. Allah.